I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are so excited that you are here with us and listening in this morning. You are going to be impressed, I think, with what you hear, because I have an amazing guest with me today, Mr. Troy Alexander. Hello, Troy.
Good morning, Kim. How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I am just awesome, but I will get better. I promise you that.
I can feel the energy already, can't you guys? Well, we're going to be talking about our weekly winning word this week, and it is reward. And you get every Sunday afternoon at about 5 p.m. in your email, you get a weekly winning resource that has your weekly winning goals and your weekly winning challenge and a weekly winning word. We send that out to all of our members, and then we just kind of focus on that and grow with that and use that word to help us grow and learn. And it just really gives us something to help us in achieving our goals and dreams. And that's what we want to do, help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever that might be. And so obviously reward, boy, when you say that word, it's a fun word, isn't it?
I want some of it.
Reward. It's a really fun word. And it actually, the definition is a thing given in recognition of service, effort, or achievement. And, you know, when used in that context, it's a great word. And it really is a word that can help us be successful if we apply it to our life, to our teams, at work, at home. And if we use it wisely, as parents, we know if every now and then we drop a reward to our kid, it gives them some incentive to keep doing the right thing. But we also know that we live in a culture where it's starting to become everyone gets a reward. It doesn't take much effort, and you just get constant flattery and, you know, all of that. I don't know.
People just start to expect it.
Yeah, you know, the expectation. And so, Troy, I thought you would be perfect to help me kind of dive into this, because obviously you are a leader in your organization and one of the top earners, $1 million earner, and have a team of over thousands of people. And I know that you use this word probably a lot when it comes to building your team. But you have a special way, I think, of rewarding your team. And it's the way that I believe works. Mm-hmm. And it's about helping them. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I think that's the, you know, being fortunate and being in a position and, you know, being blessed with an awesome team. You know, they decided to join us, and I feel obligated to give them, you know, everything they need, the tools, the resources, the training, rewarding them with time for those that put effort in. You know, I was taught a long time ago, Kim, you know, spend time with the ones that, you know, deserve it. You know, and want it, not the ones that aren't doing anything but still expect, you know, you to be fully committed and available to them in any given moment. And, you know, I just, encouraging people, inspiring people, you know, believing in people, getting very clear with them, you know, what are they trying to accomplish? Where do they want to go? And I really look at what I do in my role in our, you know, our business. It's just a vehicle to help people financially, you know, cross a bridge over to a beautiful place. You know, that's the goal. That's the destination. And we use rewards. I use rewards. I use incentives. But I've watched over the last, you know, few years that they're weakening a little bit. People are starting to expect them regularly. And I don't know if in the long term it's the best. I think it's part of the plan to get there. But I think we need to address how can we maybe do those things a little bit differently and still reaching our personal goals of an organization, you know, that's leading a big company, you know, to still help the company reach their goals and help everyone win. And I'd love to see more of that in the workplace.
Yeah, me too. And I actually, when I was doing some research to put together our weekly winning resource for reward, It was interesting because when I think of reward, it's a positive word. And when I thought about using reward as a weekly winning word, you know, when we put these words in advance like a year. I mean, this is a year ago, you know, I put this together. But I think it's a positive word. But it's so funny because as soon as I started doing research, I actually found more of why rewards don't work. Why rewards?
Interesting.
That's what popped up. And I'm like, wait, what? Rewards don't work? And, you know, of course, I think there's a fine line because I do think, like you just said, it can work if used appropriately. But this was what you just said, rewards buy temporary compliance. That's what you have found. It starts to get watered down.
It does. You know, it does. And I think that, you know, ultimately I have just seen more and more that ultimately it's our responsibility, our ownership, and our life, our dreams, our goals, you know, and even in my own work. I mean, I'm doing what I'm doing because I love what I get to do and how I get to help people in so many ways. You know, I was from a business and a provider for a family. You know, I was a little bit selfish at the beginning of my goals because I just walked away from a 23-year career to do what I've been doing now for 9.5 years. And in my, you know, what we were looking for, what I wanted to provide, well, along the way, you know, I was rewarded with that powerful word, rewarded with a trip to go here and then, you know, travel around the world. They've been great to experience, but I've got a bigger plan and a bigger goal for our family, you know, to make a bigger contribution back to the world someday.
Right. And we, you know, I read something that kind of, we use this term all the time, platform. Mm-hmm. We use our work.
Career.
We use our career. We use our talents, our money, all of those things for platforms to actually get to where we really want to go. And I read this, on some website, a leadership website, and it basically was saying that people they're not working for you because of the incentive. They latch on to you because they believe that you can help them get where they want to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what we got to tap into when it comes to reward. Mm-hmm. We have to tap into people want to achieve their goals and dreams, and we need to help them. And that's why they'll stay with us. That's what will help us keep people, especially in our work environments. If you have a company with employees and you have to deal with retention.
Mm-hmm. Just as you said, a thought came across, just what a great, just a great idea to have a culture of a company, that the company is committed to helping you become the very best version of yourself.
Well said. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm just in the studio today having a great conversation with Mr. Troy Alexander and talking about our weekly winning word, reward. We've got some great stuff to cover here. And when we went to the last break, Troy, you were talking about how awesome would it be for organizations to have really what I would call it, let's call it a dream culture, mm-hmm. where we help people achieve their dreams. And there is no better reward than that.
Absolutely not.
So tell us a little bit about Xingler, because I know that's what you have done with your team.
Well, I love inspiring people, you know, but helping them become the very best that they can be. You know, this is just something that I, you know, working with so many people over the past several years, Kim, you know, everybody's got so many gifts, so much talent, so many skills. They've acquired so much knowledge. It's like they got all these things, and unfortunately, most of the time, they're the last ones to find it. They're the last ones to see it. And one thing not only our company does, as you know, has done as a culture, but what our team has done. To embrace people, to believe in them, to support them, but then you've got to give them the tools. You've got to give them the training. You've got to be for them. You got to teach them how to have success. And I think there's no better reward to me than watching our team have incredible success. I've been committed to helping so many over the last 9.5 years. I knew I was going to get to a place. You know, I knew that. But the only way that I was going to be able to achieve some of those things that we've achieved is I got to bring a lot of people with me. We got to build a lot of teams. And my focus has been team first. You know, every time we go to a gathering, I always try to be the last one to go through the food line to make sure everyone else is taken. It's just a reminder. It's about them. It's not about me.
What a great reward.
Yeah, it is.
Now that is a great reward. Stepping back and letting your team go first and saying that I want to reward them to be first because they're awesome. I just was thinking about that when you were saying that. And I know with Nick Zingler, you guys help people get healthy. Mm-hmm. You have amazing products that help people in their weight mm-hmm. loss journey. You mm-hmm. know, and as we think about reward, what, you know, that's awesome to.
I mean, what an amazing gift to reward people with vibrant health. To reward people to have the time and energy and feel like going out and living life again. To have children have their mamas back and to have grandbabies have their grandmas back. You know, and it's not, I mean, weight loss is a piece of it. It's a part of it. But ultimately at the top of it is for people to be vibrant and to be healthy and to be well. And I get so much satisfaction here in the text messages. And, you know, we've had, you know, we've been nominated over the last several years with many awards, global awards, and to be able to, the text messages and the email messages and the phone messages, you're not going to believe what happened to my sister. You're not going to believe what's going on with my mom. There's no amount of money to me, Kim, that will ever bring as much as constantly. It's in a way, it's kind of like back to our word reward. How cool is it to get to me those text messages and those email messages? They're like rewards for helping so many people. And I just love the culture of empowering people, inspiring people. And, you know, this is another thing that why I've chosen, you know, this business model called direct sales is because there's so many people out there today that their homes are financially challenged. I was a financial advisor for 23 years. I did a couple thousand financial plans analysis with families. And it's crazy because there's like more people whose homes are a financial mess than what the health challenges of the population is.
And we
That's
know how
scary.
That crisis is, and that is very
yes.
scary. And so that platform, then again, you're providing that platform, a place for someone to latch on to help them achieve their goals and dreams. Mm-hmm. So if they have financial goals and dreams or health goals and dreams, mm-hmm. they can latch on to you mm-hmm. and your company, Zingler, and be successful. And they stay with you because you reward them by helping them achieve mm-hmm. their goals and dreams. And that model works.
It works.
Model works. That culture, dream culture, that works.
You know, we've always looked, in the business world or in direct sales, you know, we look at how corporate structures are. There's only one CEO, you know, of each company. And then at the bottom, there's an army of employees. And I've always looked at our model as, you know, you start at the bottom. And there's an unlimited top of positions of CEOs or, you know, people that can be built and created. And, you know, I just, to be able to, you know, have the impact with so many people. But one of the things, you know, setting goals, you know, being rewarded along the way, giving lots of praise, you know, receiving lots of awards, getting a lot of praise, receiving a lot of rewards. It was time at the beginning of this year to reset some new goals, you know, because once you climb one mountain, you start to see there's other mountains that are higher than yours. But to me, it's all about so much of just teaching in myself, you know, asking ourselves questions and making bigger contributions. And if we're not where we want to be in our career, in our business, wherever, start asking yourself some different questions. What's it going to take to do this? How could I do this? Should I go back to school? Should I look at a franchise? Should I look at a business? You know, should I spend maybe 30 or 45 minutes, and you've heard me share this before, spending 30 or 45 minutes every single day working on yourself harder than you do anything else, and everything around you will improve. It's only 30 minutes. It's not an hour. I do 90 minutes a day. I'm just asking for 30. And if you can't do 30, just start with 15. If you can't do 15, just start with 10. If you can't do 10, just start with 5, but start somewhere, because if you don't change, nothing's going to change. It's not going to get better unless you get better.
Right. And that is, and as I'm sitting here and I've got goosebumps, I'm like so inspired by that message that you just shared with all of us, Troy. But that's rewarding yourself. And that is, you know, we've got a minute here before we have to take another break. But I'd love to come back and talk about the right rewards. You know,
absolutely.
I think when we talk about, since ex-angler and you work in the health industry, and of course I have a health background as well. Mm-hmm. It's like when you're trying to live a healthy life and you go all week and you eat healthy and then you go, oh, I'm going to treat myself with this 10,000 calorie dessert on Friday because I've been so good. That's the culture of, you know, where we want to reward something.
That's not a good
reward.
That's
not a good reward.
No.
No, investing in more knowledge, that is a good reward. And that's what I was hearing you say as you were just sharing. It's like invest in yourself. Invest in, now that you know this, what else can you learn? That would be a reward. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for being a part of our show and for tuning in this morning. We are super grateful for you. Want to give a shout out really to our business members and community members of I've Decided, because it is because of them that we are able to have this radio show and bring this information and encouragement and motivation to you every Sunday morning. So big shout out to them. And if you are interested in being a community member of I've Decided, we would love to have you. This is your invite to join us and be a part of our dream team, where we can help you achieve your goals and your dreams. You can check us out at ivedecided.org and get signed up there and start receiving that weekly winning resource and among many other benefits of being a member of I've Decided. And we would love to have you. Well, I am talking and having a great conversation with Mr. Troy Alexander about our weekly winning word this week, reward. And before our last break, we were talking about, you know, there are good rewards and not so good rewards. And I think if we can start to understand that, we might think we're rewarding ourselves, but what we're doing is harming ourselves. We're really not rewarding ourselves. And there's an extreme one way or the other, right?
We got to find that happy medium.
Yeah. It's kind of like what I was saying, where you eat healthy all week and then you feel like you can reward yourself with a 2,000 calorie dessert. Mm-hmm. You can't stop looking at that as a reward. That's not a reward. A 2,000 calorie dessert is not, it is not a reward.
Maybe going out to the mall and looking for an outfit that maybe be thinking in your mind, you know, maybe that could be a reward.
Absolutely. Or a manicure or something that's just going to build you up and make you feel good about yourself, because we know that that reward is going to be very short-lived. In fact, that's the kind of reward that as soon as you consume it, the feeling is gone. Now you feel miserable. Now you're not happy with yourself. You're not pleased with what you just did. Mm-hmm. So how can that be a reward? Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we're starting to go. So you were talking about some self and personal professional development.
Oh my, I don't know if you got a chance to see this from this morning. I actually posted a video on the I've Decided business community.
With all your boxes of books?
Oh, yes.
I saw it. I commented on it.
Oh, yes. And it was
not luck. It's all work.
Oh, what was interesting, and I kind of said it in a nice way, but I had ran into a gentleman. This was, I think, 5 years ago when that video was done. And I ran into a gentleman that I hadn't seen for probably a couple of years. I maybe knew him for 8 or 10 years. And he found out what I was doing, that I left the finances. And he found out what I was doing. And his comment was, well, some people just get lucky. Now, I call it, I got a little bit excited. It was, I got a little bit, you know, peed off a little bit by that. And I go, you got to be kidding me. I go, do you know how long that I have been working on bettering myself? The books that I've read, the tapes I've listened to, the conferences I've attended, investing in personal growth and development, investing in a couple coaches over the last few years, and you're going to tell me I got lucky? And, you know, it's like, hey, you have a good day. It was nice to see you again. And I was like, I was ranting and raving. I get back up. I had an office up in the Pabst building in the Heights, and my buddy was in there, and I go, get that camera out right now. You want me to have a subject matter to talk about? I just found it.
I saw that, and you're dumping those books out. You're like, this is not luck, people.
No.
This is work. And again, you know, it's we start to go down this dangerous path when we expect to be rewarded for things that we should be doing anyway, or we use it so loosely. You know, last week our weekly winning word was praise, and we compared praise to flatter, right? Mm-hmm. Flattery is really manipulative, and rewards can actually be manipulative.
Yeah, they're just too abused. I think there's too much. I mean, I shared with you, you know, we run a lot of contests and incentives, and you know, we've gotten a lot of mileage out of that. I've never ran one that it wasn't going to drive additional revenue into our business, but not about every, I just can tell, you know, over time people, are you gonna do another incentive? Are you gonna do another incentive? Are you gonna offer another reward? And it's just like, there's got to be a better way to do this,
right?
You know, and it's like you shouldn't have to have a reward or an incentive to do the things that you say you want to do to get you to the places that you say you want to get to and be able to, you know, to provide the way you say you want to. That's ultimately, the reward should be able to accomplish those things.
Well, and it comes back to what the research is showing is that reward buys temporary compliance. Mm-hmm. It's a temporary satisfaction that doesn't last long. Mm-hmm. So what we have to do with our own selves, with our personal, for our personal success, as well as our team success, if you own a company, if you're listening to the show and you own a company and you have employees, you listen to what we're saying. Mm-hmm. All this money you're spending on incentives, you're spending a fortune on incentives, and it's probably lost its spark. You got to tap into something deeper.
Well, how empowering would it be for an organization to bring professionals in to empower their employees, you know, to give them some tools and resources to become more productive and profitable for the company that they are now, to give them a sense of worthiness, to give them a sense of contribution, to know that their voice is heard. And that is going to drive that whole organization up. And if you can create a culture that does that, and I know the work that you've done, you know, Kim, and are doing with organizations to build and elevate those cultures up, the company is going to get so much more out of that than they are some temporary fix with an incentive or a reward. And I've used them. They're not bad, but we're talking about something completely different.
No, you don't necessarily need to take away some small rewards, but there is nothing better. You know what the absolute best reward is? The absolute best reward? Success. Mm-hmm. Success. So if you can figure out what somebody wants and then help them achieve it, you've rewarded them with the best possible thing that you can ever reward them with. It's just amazing. And when you're like you said, the whole team goes up. And when the whole team goes up, everybody wins. Mm-hmm. Retention rates are amazing. They're well. Mm-hmm. You have low turnover. And the people that you are turning over are people that you've built up. So, and they may move on to bigger and better things, but they will still never forget you, and they will sing your praises.
Oh, absolutely.
Which will still build your bottom line in revenue. It's quite amazing how it works.
There's a company that I worked for. Got started in the financial services back in 80. I still give so much credit to the culture while I was there, and that's been 35 years ago.
And so you're still adding to their revenue. Yeah, it's amazing how it works. Yep. Hey, we got to take another break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show, where we are in the studio here today with Troy Alexander of X-Singular. And we are talking about rewards. It's our weekly winning word. It's a great word, and it can be used as a wonderful incentive for success if used properly. And we've talked about a lot of that today. And we've really applied it a lot to professional goals, but it's personal too, making sure that we use it in the right context. But I was thinking on our break, Troy, and I mean, you know, you got 7 kids, so I think you can kind of speak to this. But I was reminded my oldest daughter, Kinsley, who's always made really good grades. She still does. She'll be a senior next year. She's smart, and it comes relatively easier for her. She came home, I don't know, in second or third grade, and she's like, "Mom, how much money do I get for my straight A report card?" And I'm like, "What?" Well, all of her friends got money for their good grades. And I was like, "We don't pay for good grades. That's what you should do. You don't get rewarded for something you should do if you're capable of doing it. If you're capable of making straight A's, then the reward is the fact that you got a straight A report card and you fulfilled your potential." How do you, you know, let's talk about the home life a little bit and how you said you went to a class about taking control over the home you gave to your kids.
Oh, it was unreal. It was about, it's probably almost 20 years ago. I think it was Dr. John Grissom now, if I remember correctly. But the topic of the discussion that he gave that day was how to regain control of the authority that you gave to your children at the house, how you get the control back. And it was just an amazing workshop, and so many parents' hands were going up when he was asking questions. Doesn't have to bring up the laundry, not the grass, take out the garbage, you know. I'll just do it myself. It's not worth the battle. And he actually advised us that's the biggest challenge of regaining the control back, you know, of your home that you gave to your children, is going through the pain and the process of the change. Because it's going to be painful for them. And he goes, if you make it a week, you got a chance. If you make it 2 weeks, you're almost assured. And those that can make it just 3 weeks, and there's that 21 days to change comes back up, that you will have the house in order the way you want it. So I wish I could tell you all that's worked with 7 kids, but it hasn't.
But surely, though, you don't go around dishing out money for good report cards.
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. I'm not the only
one.
No,
not when we send them to a private school. No, they're expected to get the straight A's.
They don't get well, they're expected to do the best that they can.
Right.
You know, not all kids are straight A students. Straight A's are hard for some. You know, it's right. Everybody has different talents. Yeah. Everybody has a different level of comprehension skills. It's about tapping in to the best that we can be. Mm-hmm. And it's relative. Mm-hmm. That's the reward. Tap into the best that you can be. So let's stop rewarding ourselves with things that really aren't rewards.
Right.
One of the things that I love about you, Troy, and I see you doing this on your team. I follow you on social media, which, oh, by the way, before we run out of time, you want to follow this guy on social media, because it doesn't matter what you do for a living. He's going to motivate and inspire you, and you're going to learn something by following him on social media. Is it just your Troy Alexander? Just find you on social media?
Facebook, yeah.
Facebook, Troy Alexander. So motivational, fun stuff, good energy, and just for real. You're just real, and you just share day-to-day life. A cup of Troy.
Cup of Troy. But sometimes I've been told I'm too real, too raw, and too honest.
Okay, well, I like all three
but
of those things.
But that's the coach in me.
Right.
That's the coach in me, you know? And it's just sometimes I think, and I think goes back with the home front, we taught and shared with those children what they needed to hear, not what they wanted to hear. And when we have a group of employees or a team or, you know, something that we're leading, we gotta teach them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear.
Truth. Truth is reward. Truth. Yeah. Reward somebody with truth, because guess what? Truth heals. The truth will set you free. You've
Absolutely.
Heard that?
Absolutely.
So that is a reward. You want to be free? Be open to hear the truth. Know those things. But yes, follow Troy, because here's the thing that the point I was going to make is, I think you are the best example of a leader that rewards your team properly, because how I see you rewarding them is building into them, building them up, telling them what they can accomplish.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I've so many times, like I said earlier, it's, you know, everyone's got all these gifts and skills and talents and knowledge. And, you know, we pour into people, you know, pour into them. Help them see what they've got, you know, be there for them, you know, love on them. Don't give up on them. I said, you get on this ship, I'll be the last one that will go down, because you will stop believing before I stop believing in you.
Right.
And the reward is watching them live this. I mean, for me,
your
team,
reward,
the reward is watching people live what the vision that they bought into the story 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years ago. And to see it happening with someone, you know? And it's just rewarding. You know, the best thing, I think, at the end of the day is there's no better feeling in the world than, let me step back. This has been a journey for me. This is not who I've been my whole life. I've been a work in progress. But to me, there's no better feeling in the world than to be able to go and look in that mirror every single night and said, you gave it your best today. Tomorrow's a new day. Let's get just a little bit better. And it's the baby steps.
And that's a reward.
It's a reward.
Yeah.
It's the baby steps.
Instead of rewarding yourself with that chocolate cake because you've been eating healthy all week, reward yourself with the discipline. And then the next morning when you wake up, the discipline, I should say, of not doing that. And then the next morning when you wake up, that success of overcoming that uh-huh. temptation will be so much better than that temporary uh-huh. reward. Uh-huh. And I use that as a metaphor for anything. Apply that to anything.
There was something that came to mind a moment ago, and I know this can be sensitive, but it's real. It's known that we become the average of the five people that we spend the most amount of our time with in multiple facets of our life. Just something to think about.
Yeah, so true. So true. Reward yourself with hanging around with the right people. Those are the types of rewards that we want to come across. So our weekly winning word is reward. And Troy, I appreciate you being in the studio with me today. I've been inspired, learned so much. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've been inspired by our program today. Visit us at ivedecided.org. We'd love to have you join our community. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?